Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, on Friday's show, we had beers with Jay Binkley. That's not the part I want to talk about, but you should go check that out on the podcast page. It was a very enjoyable experience. But we had Nate Taylor of The Athletic on the show. And we specifically asked him this question. If the Chiefs don't sign Melvin Ingram, what's plan B? Because they had Melvin Ingram on a tender. So basically how the tender process works is that the Chiefs submit a contract to Melvin Ingram for 1 year, $4.4 million. He can take that deal or he can get another deal somewhere else. The Chiefs have right of first refusal, so they can match said contract. If the Chiefs choose not to match that deal, they then get a compensatory pick for him leaving. So we now know Melvin Ingram is going to Miami on a 1 year, $5 million deal. The Chiefs will get a compensatory pick. And if I had to guess, it's probably a sixth round pick. So it's like they only gave Melvin Ingram $50,000 to come play and didn't have to use the draft pick. So we asked Nate Taylor on Friday, the last show we did, what's plan B if they don't sign Melvin Ingram? And here's what he said.
They have not shown any indication that that's what they were wanting to do, especially once they re-signed Derek Nnadi for another year. And they got Taylor Stallworth in a small deal with him coming over. He used to play for Indianapolis. He'll be a rotational guy, basically a cheaper version of Jaren Reed. And so they've really made no effort. Obviously, they didn't draft anybody from the interior during the NFL draft. So now people will say, analysts, you know, people who study the film will say, well, Akeem Nicks can sort of slide over, you know, occasionally. He can make things really weird for the opposing offensive line. But, you know, is that fair to him based on what we all saw the team try to do a year ago with Chris Jones? And I would tell Chris Jones, that was nice. That was fun. Just be the guy inside that, you know, destroys the pocket. You know, we found your lane. Stay in it. And that's the best way for him to get whatever the next contract is in his career. So those are the two guys that kind of come to the top of the list.
So that's Nate Taylor talking about what an option is, Akeem Hicks. At this point, I would say that there are only two pass rushers available that would make sense for the Kansas City Chiefs. One would be Jadeveon Clowney. Now, I'll play the cut for you that Nate Taylor, because we specifically asked him about Clowney. I don't think Clowney has ever even come to a visit in Kansas City. Clowney's been available now for the last three off seasons and has never taken a visit in Kansas City. I don't think there's any reason to believe that the Chiefs are seriously interested in him. It's not like the pass rush situation is new. They've never brought him in for Q39. He's never come in for Gates. So Clowney is one option. I would say the other option would be Jason Pierre-Paul. Now, Jason Pierre-Paul would fit the veteran edge rusher market. Now, I would say we now saw Jerry Hughes got $5 million. We saw that Melvin Ingram just got $5 million. If you don't have at least $5 million, it's not realistic to think that you're signing Jason Pierre-Paul. It's probably not realistic to think that you're signing Akeem Hicks. This was the cheapest option that they could get, and they decided to pass on it. But the market has told you to sign a veteran pass rusher with any amount of juice at this point, it is $5 million to do. They said no to signing Melvin Ingram at that price. Is there a player that they would say yes to at this price? So we asked Nate Taylor specifically about Clowney, and here's what he said.
I've said some things about Clowney, but that's mostly from the team's perspective, which means they're not very high. But he would kind of be like option B. Like, you'd kind of have to make an overture and say, like, can you help us?
So they don't like Clowney? The team doesn't like Clowney?
I mean, have you ever seen Clowney rumored with the Chiefs?
No.
In a legitimate fashion? Well, there you go.
I don't know what their plan is at pass rush. I think we knew that they wanted to draft one. They drafted one in George Karloftis. Typically, the production that you're expecting for that upcoming season, you're not getting with the 30th pick. Now, maybe George Karloftis is different, but we had the stat a couple of weeks ago. Out of the last 10 defensive linemen who have been selected between 27 and 32, they have a combined 26 sacks. So typically, you're not finding year one production at the bottom half of the first round. That's not to say that he can't develop and grow into a good pass rusher. We can certainly name the players that do. But for next season, I don't know if it's realistic to anticipate George Karloftis having 6.5 sacks or 7 sacks or being a legitimate every down pass rusher for the Chiefs. I don't know how realistic that is for year one. I think he needs to be in the mix with someone else, and Melvin Ingram, to me, made a lot of sense. A guy that you think can split time, split snaps, and you've also got other guys. You've got guys like Mike Dana. You've got other pass rushers. Kando's still in the mix. Pete was telling us about Malik Herring, who was an undrafted player last year, but he's been in this system that they really like. Maybe they've just communicated the plan, and I just strongly disagree with the plan. That's certainly a possibility. But I'm looking at the way that the league is going and what teams invested in this offseason. Look at the other three teams in the division. Every other team in the division significantly invested in pass rush. The Chargers got Khalil Mack. The Broncos got Randy Gregory. The Raiders got Chandler Jones. The Chiefs got George Karloftis. The Chiefs missed out on Melvin Ingram for $600,000. I just can already see how this is going to play itself out. I'm the one overreacting. I'm the one being negative. Look at the Chiefs' track record. We got to trust them. And then they'll lose a game to a team, and they don't get any pressure on the quarterback, and then everybody will be mad. And then I'll be like, well, didn't we see this coming? Like, didn't we see this? The time to get pass rush really was March. That was really the time to get it. Then they gave you another chance to get it, which was in April in the draft. Now you are picking up. This is now the fourth wave of free agency. There are two good options, and one of them we don't think they like. So now I am moving my interest to Jason Pierre-Paul. Go sign Jason Pierre-Paul to a one-year, $5 million contract. Jason Pierre-Paul can be your guy opposite Frank Clark. He's on a one-year deal. He's a rotational player with George Karloftis. You still got Dana. Let's see what you got from these other guys. And then next offseason, let's really spend money on defensive line. It's just mind-blowing to me that the Chiefs have last season. We saw in their most important games, they couldn't get pressure on Joe Burrow. And this season, that's probably been the area on their team that they have been the least aggressive in. They've been more aggressive at wide receiver, more aggressive at linebacker, more aggressive at corner, more aggressive at safety. And pass rush, it's a, we'll figure it out. I just don't want to be in a position where the Chiefs are counting on Frank Clark this season, where they are desperate and need good Frank Clark. We've played that game for the last 3 years. You know what that leaves us? Frustrated in week five is where that leaves us. It leaves us arguing about it on a Tuesday. I don't want to argue about that on a Tuesday. But isn't that where we're headed? Can't we see where this is headed? That Russell Wilson throws for 370 yards against the Chiefs because they can't get any pressure or their corners are inexperienced. Like, can't we already see this happening? And isn't there a chance to just avoid it? I really wanted them to sign Arden Key. Arden Key could have saved us from this situation for $4 million. I can't believe they let Melvin Ingram walk over $600,000. I can't believe it. It was a one-year, $5 million deal. They didn't even match it. They didn't match it. They were happy to let him go for $600,000 and take the sixth pick. All right. I see the text line now. Let me move on. All right. Okay, I got it. I'm just telling you guys, I know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to lose in the playoffs the way they did last year because of lack of pass rush. They're going to lose a really important game. They're going to get one quarterback hit and no sacks. And we're going to sit here like, oh, man, how could we not see this happening? Well, they brought everybody back from the team that was 29th in sacks and didn't make any major upgrades. What do we think was going to happen? The same thing is going to happen. All right, coming up on the other side, we continue to celebrate National Barbecue Day. I think I have my hottest barbecue take that I've ever shared. I'll tell you what it is next to The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive.
Let's say my future wife, I get one or two options. Diehard KU fan or takes egg roll over crab ragoon. Rock chalk, baby.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's finish this conversation on pass rush really quickly before we talk barbecue here. CDOT, TJ Watt had 7 sacks his rookie year, so I feel like that's the ceiling for Karlaftis. They have to go get a Paul or a Clowney to have a productive pass rush. If we are putting the TJ Watt ceiling on George Karlaftis, go ahead. TJ Watt has a very serious chance of going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He just won Defensive Player of the Year with 22 and a half sacks. I'm not saying George Karlaftis won't be a good player. I think expecting him to be TJ Watt because he was the 30th overall pick is a fool's errand. The same way that if you were saying he will be a bust because of another player who was drafted 30th overall, I also think would be a fool's errand. But historically, you're not getting year one pass rush production from that late in the draft. So not even the 30th pick, 29th pick, 28th pick. If you want a guy from day one that can get to the quarterback, you better draft Aiden Hutchinson. You better draft Kayvon Thibodeau. Those are the players that typically get you the 5, 6, 7 sacks in year one and can turn out to be star pass rushers. Another texter sent in, C-Dot, I think the answer is simple. The Chiefs are planning to purely outscore everyone this year. Are they? Rob, if you were planning to outscore somebody, would you go into the season without having a number one wide receiver? If your plan was to outscore everybody, would you spend a little bit more resources on running back than they've spent? I'm not saying the Chiefs won't have a good offense, but I don't think the Chiefs have operated this season like their plan is we're just going to go outscore everybody. If that was their plan, I think they would have kept Tyreek Hill, or I think they would have traded up to go get one of those wide receivers if that was their plan. If you're telling me the Chiefs have operated like a team that doesn't think that they're going to have a top 20 defense in the league, and they think they're going to need to score a lot of points this year, they certainly haven't built their roster in a way that really conveys that to me. Not when we think their top three receivers are MVS, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Mecole Hardman. And they got the 13th wide receiver in the draft. They didn't get one of the top six wide receivers in the draft based on where they were selected. They got the 13th. They are not operating like a team that's going out there to score a whole bunch of points. That's how they operated in 2019. If you go out and you spend money on Sammy Watkins, but you don't have to at that point, so you give Mahomes Hill, Kelsey, you know he's got a good running back in Kareem Hunt, and you go pick up Sammy Watkins, that's a team that's planning on scoring a whole bunch of points. I don't think the Chiefs have built their roster in a way that they're just going out there saying, we're going to score, we're going to score, we're going to score. That's not my read on everything. My real read on this is, I think the Chiefs are telling us, as long as we got Mahomes, as long as we got Kelsey, as long as we got Andy Reid, we'll be fine. Which I don't disagree with. Like, I don't want anyone to hear these words as I think the Chiefs are winning 8 games this year. I don't think they're winning 8 games. I'm holding the Chiefs to the standard of, can you win a Super Bowl this way? Can you win a Super Bowl with a team that has a lackluster pass rush and inexperienced corners in 2022? You got a fantastic quarterback. You can score. But you also got to be able to get off the field. And typically you get off field by being a takeaway defense or a team that can get sacks and get pressures. Can the Chiefs do that defensively? I mean, we'll have the answer. They go up against a lot of teams that we think can score. It's not like there's a shortage of those teams on the docket this year. They go up a bunch of those teams. Someone texts in, C-Dot, this is the Dick Vermeil strategy. Who cares how many points we give up, but they're going to score 30-plus. Don't you agree? Yeah, Dick Vermeil was doing that with just more talent than this Chiefs team has. That's a good strategy when you've got Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, you've got two Hall of Fame wide receivers. I mean, that was the Chiefs strategy at some point. I'm not saying the Chiefs have never had that strategy. Their number one wide receiver could be Mecole Hardman this year. That's not the team that's telling me, yo, we think we can just score whenever. That's just not the vibe that I get. Now, if you had moved up to go get Jamison Williams, it's a different conversation. You go get Chris Olave, different conversation. Your number one wide receiver is maybe Mecole Hardman or Juju Smith-Schuster. That's just not the we think we're scoring 30 on anybody kind of mindset to me. Coming up in a little bit, there is one conversation I think we can put to rest. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Rob, I would like to share with you a controversial barbecue take. Now, you know that I don't really like a lot of barbecue sides. I think a lot of barbecue sides are incredibly overrated. I don't like baked beans. I don't like coleslaw. I'm not too fond of potato salad. You know what the best barbecue side is? And I'm talking if you're having a barbecue at the house, not if you go out somewhere. You know, like I love the cheesy corn when you go to Jack Stack. I love my Gates fries, you know? The Oklahoma Joe's fries, the Joe's KC fries, very tasty fries. The best barbecue side is just original Lay's potato chips. It's a tried and true staple. You ever been at the cookout before? And you grab yourself some buns, some cheese. You get yourself something to eat. All I need to go with this, Rob, is a handful of regular Lay's potato chips. I don't need your baked beans. I don't need your coleslaw. I don't need your potato salad. Now, I will take some corn on the cob if you got it. That hot corn off the cob coming off the grill, delicious. But those original Lay's hit every single time. Goes with everything. Goes with hot dogs, barbecue, ribs, chicken, whatever. Whatever you got at the barbecue, that Lay's is going to be a great 1-2 punch. The best barbecue side, Rob, at the cookout, at the barbecue, is just a bag of original regular Lay's. That's all I need. Sometimes you want to get a little fancy. Maybe you get the original Ruffles. But that's all you need, Rob. Just a regular, original, plain chip. Top-tier barbecue side.
Listen, I got no issue, no beef with the original Lay's. Do you know what the original Lay's is when you're at the cookout or the barbecue at someone's house? Let's say the 4th of July or Memorial Day is coming up. It's a better example. You go, you're making your second run. You go back for that second run of food. Maybe the first run you got, if it's you, you got ribs or you got some burn-ins or something. And you're like, I didn't really get a chance to go get the pulled pork. I'm going to go back for the pulled pork. You're not going to load up your plate with the same sides and you're a little more full, but you still need that salty change. So that's when you get the Lay's. They're a good side. But they're a round two side. Because round one, you got like a cheesy potato bake, which usually shows up at these things. Obviously there. Sometimes there's a mac and cheese. Obviously there.
Coleslaw is amazing. Really quick, let me ask you this here. Are we counting mac and cheese as a barbecue side?
I mean, it's at barbecues on the side.
But I'm saying is we only eat baked beans with one kind of food, right? You're not just randomly having Thanksgiving dinner with the turkey and you got the baked beans off to the side, right? Mac and cheese goes with every meal. You can have fried chicken and have mac and cheese. You can have barbecue and have mac and cheese. You have mac and cheese at Thanksgiving. I don't know if we can count mac and cheese as a barbecue side. Sure, you have it at barbecues, but I don't know if it's fair to put it because it's so multi-purpose. It goes with everything. Mac and cheese goes with everything. I don't know if we can count that. I think that's cheating a little bit here. I think it's cheating. You have mac and cheese at Thanksgiving time. You have mashed potatoes and things like that year round. It goes with any kind of thing. I don't know if that can count as one specific side. That's just a side in general.
That's fair then, but there's always some sort of cheesy potato dish, which is usually unique to this sort of thing. And I'm a coleslaw guy. I love coleslaw. That second round is Lay's round. And it's a good side. It's in tier two. It's really good, but it's not elite. You're never going to be like, oh, I'm too good for original Lay's. It's not top tier. It's not top flight. Also, you've set the text line off with your mac and cheese take, just for the record.
Cheesy potato bake sounds like 135th side. I've never been to a barbecue and that was an option.
Really?
Ever.
Really?
Not one single time have I ever been to a barbecue and there was cheesy potato bake.
It's incredible.
Who brings the cheesy potato bake? It's got to be somebody's auntie, right? That's somebody's auntie. Bill is not bringing the cheesy potato bake. Bill's not bringing that.
It's usually a mom. There's a mom involved. It's not the item I bring. I usually bring the plates. I know my lane. I
100%.
Stick
100%. Yeah,
100%. I bring that or I bring some beer. I know my lane. I'm in my lane. But there is a mom or a woman who does bring a cheesy potato bake, and it's always phenomenal.
No, you can always, if you're like me and you know you can't cook, so like I can't really contribute to the barbecue. Like all I can do is bring something. You can never go wrong with bringing hot dog buns, hamburger buns, ice, or something to drink. You can never go wrong with bringing one of those things. You show up to the function with barbecue, You show up to the barbecue function and you've got ice and hot dogs and hamburger buns. You're good. You can eat. Nobody's going to look at you wrong like you didn't contribute if you bring those things. You got to show up with something, though. Paper plates, plastic utensils, paper cups, ice, a bottle, a six-pack, whatever. You got to bring something. But you can always, when in doubt, go with that. Rob, I've never been to a function and there have been a cheesy potato bake. Not one single time. This is like a staple in the Brenton household.
This is a staple. Now, I have different names. Some people call it like a hash brown casserole or whatever the terminology you choose here is. But I was trying to get the crux of it, which is some sort of cheesy potato dish.
This is two Americas. This is the definition of two Americas. Cheesy hash browns. Is this a thing? 913-576. I'm not saying that this is not a thing in general, but this has to be a two Americas thing, right? I guarantee you no one at Swope Park has ever had a cheesy hash brown meal. That has never been eaten at Swope Park. Not one single time. Truce Park has never seen this cheesy potato bake ever. Truce Park been around for 100 years. Not one time has anyone brought that to the function. Never heard of this before. Someone said, what about watermelon? I mean, that's another staple. You can definitely bring the watermelon. Someone says, if you, I'll give you guys a recipe. See, now you need to try it. I'm not saying I wouldn't eat your cheesy potatoes. One thing I don't want is cheesy potatoes at the function.
Why are you above it at the function?
Just doesn't seem like a function meal. It just doesn't seem like it. What kind of dish is it coming in?
Like a glass Pyrex?
Okay, well, we're definitely not bringing glass Pyrex to the function. Never. This is wild to me.
Some people do make a good point. I've had it before at cookouts and barbecues where it has like chips or like cornflakes on top of it for a crunch. Amazing.
That's what someone just said. My mother-in-law makes it and puts cornflakes on the top of it for the crunch. It's phenomenal. We're definitely talking two Americas. I don't even need to ask any more questions. You guys have answered all of my questions. Somebody said cheesy taters are a staple with unfrosted cornflakes.
Had it. Worth
it. You've told me everything I need to know about this. This is 100% a two Americas thing. That's perfectly fine. Someone says cheesy potatoes, a.k.a. funeral potatoes. Oh, I've had them before, just not at the function. Never at the function. Not a single time. I've never seen it before. This is wild to me. I haven't been this blown away since people were telling us about hunting. And I was like, wow, you guys do all that? I didn't know. I learned something. Someone said, it's like Rob is speaking a foreign language. Me too. Cheesy baked potatoes with cornflakes. All right. This has been one of the more mind-blowing shows we've done in a while. It's one of the more mind-blowing shows we've done. I've never heard of this before. Cornflakes?
Yeah, like it's like a little crunch on top.
Okay, all right. Hey, if you like it, I love it, man. I'm not here to judge.
Drizzle a little barbecue sauce in it, too. Mm.
Someone said, C-Dot, you got to come to my function. Okay, sure. If you know what, I'll come. I'll come to one of these functions. Let me ask you this. What kind of music is being played at the function? That's why when we did that summer barbecue song, that's why you picked that song you picked.
A little country vibes, a little ice cold beer, some cheesy potatoes, a great day.
That kind of music is the kind of music I would imagine for someone that has cheesy baked potatoes at their thing. This is certainly the kind of music playing if that's the kind of food you're eating.
2, 3, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun's sinking. We could be feeding.
I see why you guys are having cheesy potatoes with cornflakes on the top. I get it. Everything has become clear to me now.
Well, IPA on ice? What a day.
IPA on ice. All right. You're just hitting all the stereotypes on the board right now. That's what you're doing. Someone said, come on, C-Dot, it's a Midwest staple. I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying it's a Midwest staple for the other America. It's not a Midwest staple to me. I've never heard of this before. I've had collard greens brought to the function before. Rob, I'm imagining that's never happened to you before. I'm imagining no one's ever showed up with a pot of greens with neck bones in them before. I'm imagining that's never happened before. I'm imagining in your neighborhood there's not a guy riding around selling M80s out of the back of his trunk for the 4th of July. I'm just imagining that we've just grew up in two different kind of places.
No, those things don't transpire. I've had collard greens, but never at a cookout barbecue, no.
At the function.
Never at the function.
Yeah, at the function.
We don't really have a person telling him he's out of car, but there is a parade of parents with red cups walk around the neighborhood.
Have you ever gone to the barbershop and you could just get the new movies on DVD? Has that ever happened to you before?
No.
Like, can you just walk into the barbershop and they got Batman in 4K on DVD that you can buy for $5 or 3 for $10? Probably never happened to you before.
That's never happened before. I can say that.
I don't know if that's a barbershop that I can go into. If I can't walk in there and say Biggie's better than Tupac and an argument breaks out, that's just not a place that I can go get my hair cut. Now you go in there, people probably ask you who's Biggie. That's not the kind of barbershop that I need to go into.
You've also told me situations where you walk in and say that, and now your haircut takes an hour and a half.
I mean that's also a possibility too. It's also a possibility. You never know what could happen in the barbershop. It's just two Americas here. Rob, you're lying. You've never heard this at the barbecue.
2, 3, here we go. Don't wanna wait till the
100% the barbecue.
I would call the park ranger if you played this at the barbecue.
Have a little of this, maybe a little of that new bomb pop quirk from Boulevard. Have yourself a little Saturday.
Okay, man. I've learned a lot, man. I've learned a lot. Someone said, what is Rob talking about? IPA on ice. I love Rob to death. Rob knows this. If you think of the stereotypical 131st and Metcalf resident, Rob likes all of those things. Rob shops at American Eagle. Rob loves an IPA. Rob loves soccer. Rob can tell you everything there is to know about Game of Thrones. Just think of what you think of that person. Just think of that. And that's Rob. Someone said Rob's not representing us. That's the only representative I have right now is the text line and Rob. I don't have any other representative. I'm not here to stereotype anybody. Just Rob. Rob told me you eat potatoes with frosted flakes in them and said this was a common thing.
Hold on. I never said frosted. Regular, unfrosted cornflakes.
We can't even get the... Okay, my bad.
You want that little crisp, a little crunch.
It is a little crisp.
Lay's would
crunch.
Also work on top of them, by the way,
okay.
As an option.
My bad. Okay.
Why bring Lay's to the function when they're already in this amazing dish?
My bad. You're right. I don't want to disrespect the function.
I bet you've never been to a function that had brats and sauerkrauts, onions.
No, I've never been to a function that had sauerkraut. Never been there, no.
You got to have a little sauerkraut and onion station to fill up your brat.
I've learned this before. I've learned this. Someone said this is one function I will not attend if that's the kind of music that they're playing. It's also a function that I don't want to be a part of either. I love to hang out with Rob. If that's the kind of music playing, I don't want to hang out with him. Can I make one small point before we move on? This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, just in general.
Yeah, we got the time. Why not?
If the Royals are potentially going to move into a new stadium at 2026, we can end the conversation about the Chiefs going to Kansas, right?
No.
This is why I think so. There's no chance that both of them are leaving prior to their lease being up. Maybe one of them will leave, and that probably will be the Royals. Like, the Royals don't put this timetable out if they're not serious. For the Royals to be on the record that it is their intention, or they would like to move by 2026 whenever Kansas City gets the World Cup, because they could maybe be out of town for a month. So they're looking to, hey, maybe we need to move and start building a stadium. if that's their plan, and we're saying that the Chiefs would be playing at the Truman Sports Complex by themselves in 2026, 2027, 2028, 2029, and 2030 by the earliest they could move. The earliest they could move to Kansas. I'm assuming that Jackson County will let the Royals break their lease to move 10 minutes away. They ain't letting you break your lease to move to Kansas. Wouldn't this just further that the Chiefs are going to build where they currently are? I thought from day one that the Chiefs are going to build the Chiefs Kingdom and that they're going to put a hotel right there. They're going to put shops, whatever, event space, whatever. And they've already gotten to the business of doing this. They're already in the concert business. They're already in the festival business, right? They just had two festivals. They got another concert coming up this summer. They've already gotten to the business of we're not just a football venue. Is there going to be a better place to do that than where they currently are if the Royals aren't there? So I'm not saying it's 100%. And I know they got to go through this back and forth that maybe we'll consider going to Kansas. But, I mean, in this timeline, the Royals are leaving that area in 4 years. The Chiefs would then have 4 years at that by themselves. You know what you can do? You know what you can build in 4 years by time? All right, hey, you're gone. We demolish that stadium. We start to build a new one there. And we really start the process of, hey, our plan is by 2031, we open up a new stadium and a new venue right here where we are. We like it here.
I get what you're saying, but I think there's still a scenario where they end up in Kansas in that world, because in that world, the Royals will have already leveraged to get your public-private, a.k.a. tax dollars, to build their downtown stadium. You know what the Chiefs are probably going to want to do? Private-public to fund their stadium renovations and their hotels, their shops, their entertainment district. Are the people of Jackson County going to take being hit twice for tax dollars to help both teams? Probably not. So the Chiefs need some leverage. What are they going to have leverage-wise? Hey, Legends already exists. We can just build over there, and we get our entertainment district without your tax dollars. So while I think you're right, they're going to stay, I still think there's a scenario where they leave because they need that Kansas leverage, because they're going to hit you up in 2027 and 2028 for, we want you, Joe Taxpayer, to help build Chiefs Plaza, as you were.
I would imagine that they would just do one vote then. Like, why have two separate votes? They just do what you did the last time. You did a joint venture where this amount of money will be earmarked for both stadiums specifically. We're going to give $250 to the Chiefs. We're going to give $250 to the Royals. This time it'll just be for $2 billion. Or it'll be for $1.5 billion. We'll give the Chiefs $750. We'll give the Royals $750. And then they'll be able to pool the rest. I mean, you know what kind of stadium the Royals could build for $750 million? That you give them? Or the Chiefs could build? How much is the Falcon Stadium? 1.1, 1.2? You paid for 70% of it right there. That's not even to count the baseball stadium. How much is the Rangers new stadium? I bet you it's $750 million. That's what I think it is. I think it's just one massive joint venture. That's probably one of the biggest one in this country's history. That's what I think is going to happen. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We'll be joined by Jeffrey Flanagan, too, of MLB.com. That's all coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive, Kansas City's spot for one gotta go on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So as you would expect, J.J. Piccolo, the general manager of the Royals, spoke to the media today about the firing of hitting coach Terry Bradshaw. Rob, you think Terry Bradshaw has ever had those cheesy potatoes with the cornflakes on the top? You think he's ever had them before?
I'm going to guess not, but I've been wrong before.
Okay. I wish we could ask him now, but I don't know if we'll ever speak to him again. I don't know if he'll be around. I wish I could ask him. J.J. Piccolo was asked, why now fire Terry Bradshaw? Here's what he said.
You know, we felt confident at the end of the season last year that Terry, along with Keone Duran and John Mabry, could work together and make some adjustments we thought needed to be made. You know, the other part of this is, you know, I say this respectfully as well, players are accountable. Players are the ones playing the game. So whether it's the messaging, the understanding of the messaging, you know, who knows what didn't go right. But we felt like Terry was the right person to go into this year. And then the way April went, we started thinking a little bit harder. Do we need to make a change at this time?
Am I wrong in thinking if you decided after 3 weeks that you needed to make a change, that you probably should have made that change in the offseason? I kind of have this theory where if you tell yourself that you're breaking up with her after one more fight, then you two are already broken up. Well, she does that again, I'm out of here. Well, okay. She's probably going to do it again. She's been doing the same stuff for 2 years. She's going to do it again. So just leave. You gave the man 3 weeks and we're like, we started having conversations. Well, I mean, you probably just should have fired him from the very beginning. You probably, it's not like Alex Zumwalt was in another organization. Y'all knew who he was. He's been around this organization now for a decade. J.J. Piccolo was asked about some of the issues, whether it's a player or a coaching thing. Here's what he said.
If you ask any of our players, they're going to tell you they're accountable for it. They expect their performance to be better than it's been. Salvi's showing signs right now. Witt's showing signs right now. Carlos just got back. So hopefully they'll continue doing this series and into May what they did the last couple nights.
I don't know how this move shows us that the players are accountable. I mean, there were five people that could answer for today. There were five people. Dayton Moore, J.J. Piccolo, the voice you just heard, Mike Matheny, Cal Eldred, or Terry Bradshaw? Someone has to answer for how bad the Royals are right now. Someone has to answer for how bad it's been. They could have very easily have fired Eldred today. It's not like their rotation or their bullpen is lighting the world on fire either. We could have got the same message just in reverse and it'd been the pitching coach today. But it was just somebody's turn to go. And we found out whose turn it was to go, and it was the hitting coach. Can't say that it was a bad decision. It's not like it's just one individual that's not hitting well with the Royals. It's a slew of them. It's many of their offensive players that are not playing well. I mean, take your pick. It's harder to find out who's playing well versus who isn't right now with the Royals. If we had to make a list, and in one column it's who's playing well, who's hitting, versus who's not, the who's hitting list is going to be very small. It's not that many guys. It's a lot of guys not performing. Salvi hasn't played well so far this year. Carlos Santana, I would say he's not playing well, but at this point he's just playing like himself. Witt got off to a slow start with Junior, but he's turned things around. There's not a lot of guys right now that are playing very well offensively. Despite all of this, J.J. Piccolo thinks that they're still in it. He doesn't want you to give up hope.
You know, we need to be more efficient with runners in scoring position, put the ball in play a little bit more. We think there were a lot of winnable games if we had taken better at-bats at the right time. We're still in this race. I mean, that's one thing that when we look at our record, it's disappointing, but you look at where the league is or the division is, we're in a spot where we can make a run and be competitive. A few more wins there, it would look a little bit better.
Okay. I mean, there is a clear hole in the boat, and they are trying to get the water out with a thimble. They're trying to get the water out with a thimble. I'm not saying that Terry Bradshaw was part of the solution. It's kind of hard to argue that given the results that we've seen. And ultimately, that's all that matters. It is a pass or fail, yes or no kind of business. Succeed or failure kind of game. But they got a lot more problems on this team than just who the hitting coach is. And we can go through some of the pitching numbers. Their pitching numbers are almost as equally as bad as some of the offensive numbers. They're just not good. This roster is not good. It's not constructed very well. They are just a bad baseball team. There's really no other way to put it. They are a bad baseball team. They are not a couple of at-bats from being back in this thing. They're a couple of at-bats and a overhaul on the pitching staff away from being back in this thing. Now, we'll see. They're back home. They've got games in the division. I mean, these next 10 days will tell us what we need to know about the Royals. I think most of us kind of have our answer to what the Royals are at this point. And you made that conclusion probably 2 weeks ago. But it's also baseball. I believe, Rob, they got 10 games at home. We got 10 games at home. Crazier things have happened in this sport. But the problems are much bigger than one individual. Much bigger than Bradshaw. But when you've got off to the start that the Royals have, you got to show a little bit of fire. You got to show a little bit of gusto. And you got to show the fans that you care. And that's what they did today. The fans were asking for somebody to pay for what's happened, and they got their person. And I imagine many of you wouldn't be upset tomorrow if they got the pitching coach too. It just completely started over. But this move makes a lot of sense. I think it shows the fan base a little bit of fight, and you also promote someone from within and you keep the continuity. That's what I think this is about. I think it's about the continuity of Alex Zumwalt as someone who's been in this organization, someone who knows these guys, knows this roster, knows their farm system, knows their major league system. This should be a seamless transition and just an expansion of roles for him. He's been part of their analytics department. He's part of their front office. He's part of their baseball brain trust over there. This is a logical step up for him. And for a team that could certainly use to shake things up, You don't want to see anybody lose their job, but it's hard to argue that this is a bad thing. That it was clear they needed to go in a new offensive direction, and you couldn't do that with that same hitting coach. So that's what they did today. So coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Jeffrey Flanagan, formerly of MLB.com, formerly of Royals.com. He says that this was something that was a long time in the making. We'll talk to him about that. We'll also get his thoughts on their new hitting coach. Also talk to him about the downtown stadium. It's not every day that the Kansas City Star posts two possible locations for where the next Kauffman Stadium will be. We'll do all that coming up in 5 o'clock. Keep it right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.